Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show. You're here with Ray Smith. I am unlucky to be without Danielle and Sandra. They're both off today. And I know they're kind of nervous because they're allowing me to do the show all by myself. You have no idea what's going to happen today. So we're going to have some fun. We're here with one of our great sponsors. We're here with Rego Arce of Rego Pest Prevention. He's here to talk a little bit about the holiday season and what's going on in the pest world.
Well, first, I want to say happy Thanksgiving to you, Ray, and the family and everyone out there. And listen, you got this. All right. You've got seat time. You've got experience. You know what you're doing. I believe in you.
We were talking about this before the show. Like, if you don't know, we usually air on a Thursday. We just record on a Thursday and then air on Sunday. But today we're airing on Tuesday because Thursday is Thanksgiving. And so I was talking to Rego, and he's like, hey, man, I'm going to be really busy today. I got a lot of things going on. I'm saying, what's going on? He's saying the holidays. So I'm trying to act like you guys know that when this time of the year comes around and you're looking for the pest prevention and you're looking for that kind of assistance, it may be a little slow because this is really a tough time for you guys right now.
Well, you know, a lot of folks have family coming in.
Yes.
They want to make sure that the house is ready, right?
Yep.
They're going up into the attic, getting out those decorations. They're finding rodent droppings. They're seeing bugs, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, the market right now, the real estate market, just all of a sudden really jacked up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think folks are trying to make those last minute purchases, if you would, you know,
right,
kind of close out those deals before the year is over. And I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, things happening in terms of loans and some, you know, opportunities that favor buyers. And so, you know, a lot of different things are happening with the remaining 2 months.
Right,
so,
right.
And frankly, the weather, even though we've got these beautiful fall mornings, these fall evenings, it's still pretty warm out there, you know. And then we did get a little burst of rain.
Right, Rego.
So really, when it's all said and done, we've got a number of different things coming at us. And so we're plenty busy all the way up to Christmas, I'm pretty sure.
Would you think there, can you look at your list and say this is the most important thing, not most important, but this is the thing that you have not, you're getting more calls on more than anything else at this time, which is so evenly keeled.
I would say it's evenly dispersed.
Wow.
But no question, I think if you've heard me on this show a number of times, I always bring up rodents. The rodents in our community are really just exploding. And so we're getting a lot of calls, whether it's something on the landscape, like a ground squirrel or field mice and disrupting
right,
the soil or people's irrigation. It's also up in those attic spaces, the pack rats, the field mice, and then, of course, we have the roof rats that made it down from Phoenix. So rodents are a big one. The termites, you know, they didn't give us quite the big boost this fall as we typically expect, but, you know, termites are always prevalent. And
yeah,
and then, of course, it is cricket and scorpion and spider season. And so we're definitely getting those phone calls as well. And, you know, with that being said, again, the real estate market is, you know, it's up and down. It just seems
mm-hmm.
like it's kind of a little turbulent. But right now, I will say, just from my own experience, it's really hot right now. A lot of things are moving. Again, year-end inventory, people closing out. I think that's what's happening. So,
yeah, you know, I want to talk a little about pack rat and field mice. I think you gave us a difference before. Can you tell me the difference between a pack rat and the
yeah,
field mice?
So field mice, they're going to go ahead and be a little more communal, meaning they're going to live more in a social setting. They're
uh-huh.
going to have a bit of a den. They're going to be burrowing fairly close to the structure. They're down in the ground, and they populate pretty fast, very small. They can easily get into our attic spaces, find the smallest openings. Very, very problematic, right? Pack rats, on the other hand, are fairly territorial. You know, they'll certainly have their, you know, their little, you know, their little den and raise the pups until they become adults, and then they move on. But that's for just a short time. For the most part, they're isolated. They're very territorial, and they live out further in the desert in prickly pear cactus and other type of cacti. So they're not right up on the property unless you've got a tremendous amount of cactus.
Right.
Field mice are going to be right on that landscape and right up against the structure, whereas pack rats are further out in the desert, and you're usually dealing with one here, one there. And that's the difference.
Rego, which one is the one that's in your car all the time?
That's going to be your pack rat.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they love to get in there and chew on wiring, particularly starter wires. Very interesting. That seems to be a real popular one. There's different theories as to what they, you know, why they prefer that coating around the
mm-hmm.
wire. But they like being inside something, right? Tight fit. So that's why you'll see these cars all around Tucson in the desert areas, particularly where they've got the hood up.
Yes, yes.
That's because you've now exposed the engine compartment. It's open. There's a lot of airflow. There's light that can get in there. And they don't like that. They want it confined, tight, and dark. And so that's why you raise your hood if your car is going to be parked outside.
Rigo, if I see something in my car with a pack rest, can I get a hold of you? What would you do to help us take care of that?
Yeah, you certainly want to get a hold of, you know, Rigo Pest or any other type of pest control company. But you also probably want to get your mechanic to look at your car and make sure something didn't happen.
Okay.
You obviously don't want any problems while you're out on the road. You know, so if you see Choya cactus or mesquite bean pods, things like that, debris, you know, in your engine compartment, prickly pear pads.
Yes, yes.
Then that means you have a visitor hanging out in your compartment having a midnight snack. You definitely should get your car looked at, make sure it's okay.
Rico, you said something and one of the insects, and I was wondering about is crickets. Is crickets an issue? I've seen hear them all the time. You can't find them half the time. You just hear the noise.
Right. Yeah, crickets are more of a nuisance, right? They do chew paper. So if you had a like really severe cricket infestation, you would get paper chewed on or your sheetrock paper inside your drywall. But really, the problem with crickets, besides they're just noisy,
yes,
and they do leave a little bit of a mess, is they attract other insects, and that would be black widows and scorpions. They are the preferred food source for these predators. All right, so typically, when you attack a structure in pest control and you're eliminating, say, crickets and roaches and insects like that, you are then effectively reducing the potential of scorpions and black widows coming to that property or staying and,
right,
and nesting because they just don't have the food source anymore. So that's kind of how it
that's
goes.
A good thing to know that I didn't realize that crickets are the food source for black widows and things like that.
Yeah, in fact, I equate it to you and I going to Red Lobster and having some crab or some lobster, you know, breaking that open and, you know, I'm thinking about a movie right now where she is it Tom Hanks? And I think she's a mermaid and she cracks the lobster open and it all splatters over him.
Oh, it's what is like that movie? Oh, one thing about doing a break. I know what you're talking about. I'm not going to remember the movie now.
That's it.
One thing I just wrote down here is that rodents seem to know what time of the year it is. They know that Thanksgiving is coming up and Christmas is coming up. And so there's going to be a lot more food available for them out there.
So they
say, hey, we need to start getting ready because the food's going to be coming.
It's temperature. It's partly temperature and it's also partly the overall food source and moisture. You know, it really starts to dry up this time of year. And so a lot of the food sources that they feed on, different seeds and type of plants, they're dying off. And so they're getting closer to our homes to look for food. Plus they need moisture.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the temperatures do play a role. You know, they want to, you know, stay warm.
It's not that they smell the turkey and the ham.
You know, I'm gonna say no to that, Ray, just because I haven't cooked my turkey yet. So I'm thinking it's a no, but...
I'm just making sure, you know, because then I may not do turkey. Maybe I'll do something else.
Hey, you know, that's real popular, this I'm hearing, is people are getting away from traditional and they're doing more. Now, keeping in line with movies, now I'm thinking of Seinfeld, Festivus. Remember when what Kramer brought up Festivus? He's not going to do Christmas. Anyway, you know, people are now doing wings and, you know, sandwiches and finger food. And that seems real popular these days.
To each his own. We're here with Rigo Arce, who is the owner of Rigo Pest Prevention. On the other side, Daniel's not here to remind me not to say that. We appreciate your support and hope to hear from you. Hope you'll be here with us a little bit on the backside. We love having you here. Thanksgiving is over. Talk to you soon. Hi, guys. You're unlucky today. Sandra and Dale are not here today. You have me all by yourself. So while you're sitting there, or you're driving in the car, you're listening to the radio, all you're going to hear is me, and I'm also here with one of the nicest men you'll meet in the city of Tucson, is Rigo Arce, who is the owner of Rigo Pest Prevention here in Tucson. It's a local company in Tucson. And during the break, we thought about something that we thought we'd bring up, at the fact is that you guys will start to be traveling over the holidays now. A lot of traveling is going to be going on. And Rigo said, don't forget about to pay attention to the bed bugs. So let's talk about bed bugs.
Let's talk about bed bugs and keeping that movie theme, planes, trains, and automobiles. we're doing real good with these shows today.
Splash!
Splash! That's it.
That was
it. Yeah, she breaks the lobster. All right. Yeah. So, seriously, a lot of travel, And when you travel, you certainly run the risk of picking up some hitchhikers,
right?
Namely the bed bug.
Right, really.
And so even the finest hotels, 5-star, 4-star, you could easily stay a night or two and unsuspectingly have some bed bugs get into your luggage,
mm-hmm.
Your shoes, things like that. So when I travel and I go into a hotel room, first thing I do is I leave my luggage in the hall or right at the front door when we get in, and I check out that bed. I pull the bedding, I look at the mattress, the box spring, and the headboard. And you don't even need a flashlight necessarily, though our phones have flashlights on them. But you're looking for blood, you're looking for staining, obviously, okay. If you see any insect. And I highly recommend it because, again, I've talked to a number of people over the many years, and sure enough, you know, I meet people that didn't even think of it, and they bring them home. When you do get home, I always leave all my luggage in the garage.
Right, okay.
And I unpack from the garage. And then I inspect my suitcase and make sure that there isn't anything in there. I know it sounds a little over the top, but I'll tell you right now, I've been in the bug business for, you know, 34 years. I do not want bed bugs in my house, you know, even the early stages. I just don't. And anything I can do to prevent that. So if I do suspect I have a bed bug issue or I brought some home, I get that luggage out in the backyard, out in the hot sun. You know, certainly they can be treated.
Mm-hmm.
You can put them in a big, thick, black, like garbage bag, you know, yard bag, leave it out there for, you know, a week, let that sun just bake it. That'll help. And, I launder all the clothes.
Right.
And if you do those things, you should be good to go. Again, you really want to be careful of what you potentially could be bringing home. So when you're traveling, be sure to check out those rooms, check out your luggage. And when you get home, do the same.
Okay, I did all that stuff, and I got unlucky enough to where, darn it, bed bugs got in.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Okay, well, you definitely want to call a pest control company, and you've got some options. If you catch it early enough, you can have what we call topical treatments, you know, pesticide treatments, highly engineered to attack the biology of a bed bug and not mammals.
Okay.
Vacuuming is king. I say that actually when I do my training with my staff. Vacuuming is a wonderful pest control tool. And sanitation,
right.
Heavy sanitation. You could even get out a steamer, like when you do your clothes instead of an iron. Some people like to use a steamer. You can steam the mattress and the seams and all of that. So vacuuming, steaming, cleaning. But ultimately, you may need some minor topical pesticide applications. And there's very strategically engineered safe materials that are available today. In severe cases, there's some excellent technology where there's a heat treatment, where there's actually these devices that are brought in, these machines that generate a significant amount of heat, you know, 120, 140 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And they close off the room and that heat gets in there. They measure the temperature and that kills off the population as well in severe cases.
If I had bed bugs in my one room and I hear it, I call you. Am I allowed to go in and get my clothes and change somewhere else, or you want to stay totally out of the room?
Yeah, typically what I tell people is don't move anything. Stop, because what you run the risk of doing is transporting them potentially from one room to another.
Okay.
So if you notice it, stop. Don't do anything. And then we instruct them, get that laundry done, you know, immediately to the laundry room or to a professional cleaner and get everything laundered and just leave the room alone. And when we get there and we begin to do the vacuuming and you know, the sanitizing,
okay.
and the treatments and all of that, boy, the quicker somebody can make that phone call, the better chance they have of resolving the problem and
okay.
not spreading the problem.
That's my concern is the spread.
Yeah, a couple last tips. You know, used furniture is really dicey these days. You want to really be careful where you're buying your used furniture from if you're doing that. You'll notice today if you go to bring a mattress to Goodwill or something like that, they don't even take them anymore. They're just, you know, a lot of these, you know, Salvation Army, Goodwill, so forth, they're being very choosy on taking used furniture because it's such an epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be careful. You know, teddy bears, very popular transporting. You have kids sometimes in, you know, broken marriages, for example, and the kid staying with mom 1 week and then the dad the next and so forth. One of them has a bed bug problem. The kids come over, stay the week at dad's. Next, you know, dad has the bed bug problem. You know, they're getting moved around.
Right.
So, you know, it's easy. Even going to the movie theaters or riding on a public bus, you can pick up bed bugs. So, you know, just like washing our hands, you know, with this, you know, COVID time that we've lived in for the last 3-4 years.
Yes, yes.
You know, watching where you're sitting and what you're touching, and it's just part of, you know, good hygiene.
Good hygiene.
But it's also part of, you know, making sure you're not picking up anything. And that's just the world that we live in.
When I'm going to my bed, I'm sorry, guys, we're talking about bed bugs. I'm getting all interested in it, so I'm asking a little bit tighter questions. I go into my bedroom. What does a bed bug look like?
So a bed bug is going to look like a red tick. If you've ever seen a tick, it's going to be more in the reddish color.
Okay.
It's in the true bug family, so it's literally a true bug. It is going to be oval in shape, fairly flat, and depending on where it is in its growth stage, it can be translucent, or it can be a very, very dark burgundy-ish red.
Okay.
But they're going to be fairly small, oval, and flat. They're going to be on the bedding, the box spring, or the headboard. Those are going to be the three most popular places. From there, they make their way up the wall, and they could get behind picture frames, wall outlets, hanging objects, things like that. You're also going to be looking for any staining, any blood staining. That's really the telltale sign. And you might even see dark peppery spots where they left their trail, and it's actually that's fecal matter where they're actually staining. So you're looking for the signs on your sheets, pillowcases, and again, the bedding.
Yeah, everyone, calm down, relax. We just want to tell you a little bit. We just want to prepare you for things that it's holiday season. We want you to be cheerful, but we also want you to be safe and to do some hygienic things. So you can sit back and take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You don't be worrying about this stuff when things come up. That's why we have Rego here, to sit there and just remind us of things that sometimes we just forget. You go through life just rushing through life, and you forget that. I take some little controls every now and then.
Yeah, you know, big thing is we get this a lot, but people just call and they're not sure.
Yeah,
and so everyone listening, I tell, you know, make a phone call. Just have someone come and look at a professional set of eyes. It's a phrase I love to say. And just make sure you don't have a problem. So if you see something, I don't mind when people call and we get there and it's not a bed bug.
Or it's
not a termite, or it's not a, you know, whatever. It's always wise to be sure. And doing a sanity check is a good thing to do.
I thought that when we come back from the break, we talk a little bit about maybe some the pre-inspection, what you guys do for pre-inspections again,
yep,
how you do that.
Absolutely.
Free of charge. And also talk about what your opinion of, or what you think about the fact that we have local pest control over it, having the big box stores doing it, and how people want that personal touch to, because you want to know the person you're dealing with, you're going to see them again.
Yep.
And over again. So I love that when the people you're saying, we see the same people, the same shirts all the time
super
coming
important.
In.
Super important. Absolutely.
Yeah. We're more than having that. So we'll be back. We'll talk a little bit about that. We're heading to the break. We really appreciate you guys supporting us. We're here with the I Am Real Estate Show. You're listening to the show on 10:30 a.m. The Voice. We'll be back with more of the show on the topics of pest prevention. So stay tuned. Looking to buy or sell your home, or if you have any question concerning real estate, call the Johnson Smith team at 520-850-1725 is Sandra. 520-904-7711 is me. 520-373-6864 is Danielle. We're from the Indy Realty team. All right, we're back with Rego Arce of Rego Pest Prevention, the local Tucson company. And we thought we'd talk a little bit about the fact that being a local company and the personal touch that you provide is something that you think the Tucsonians are really looking for in a pest prevention team.
Yeah, a lot of times when we get phone calls from folks checking us out for the first time, they've had experience with other companies. And one of the popular responses we get is that they were with a large company and they just weren't getting taken care of personally. You know, they felt, like an account.
Like a number, yeah.
A number, right? And, you know, we actually are in the middle of a challenge with ourselves right now. You know, we're growing rapidly. We're a highly reputable company. Proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're challenged with not losing that personal touch.
Right,
you know, we're getting to that size now. And so we're working very hard internally to make sure that we're replicating the training, that the staff is, you know, mini versions of Rego, so to speak.
Right.
And, making a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy, eventually that original version gets kind of diluted.
Diluted, yes.
And so it's really important as we become larger and that we don't have this corporate feel where, you know, everything is automated. Everything is, just sort of systemized and placed in a box. And, you know, everybody gets the same service. We really desire to tailor make our service plan for each home, each business. There is standards, certainly, but you know, people have needs that vary. People have concerns that vary. People have an approach to service that's important to them, things either to do or not to do. And they need to be heard. And so I always tell my staff, communication is extremely important. So we want that personal touch, that first point of contact, whether it's the staff answering the phone or one of my inspectors going out, doing that quote-unquote interview. Right. I like to call it an interview. We're being interviewed, but the client's being interviewed. You know, we have to ask key questions and make sure that we're giving them what they're looking for,
right?
All within safety and state guidelines and things like that. So, yeah, the consumer out there, particularly Tucson. Listen, Tucson's special. You know, Tucson is a community that it's very word of mouth. It's historic, and it's very traditional, I think, in a lot of ways, family-oriented. And, you know, to me, holding on to that personal touch and really getting to know your customer by name, and they can feel like they can call all the way up the chain of command to the owner,
yes.
I think is a real value to the consumer here in our market. And I don't want to lose that. And yeah. I think our customers appreciate that about us. And so it's very important that we keep that personal touch and listen and deliver a great service and then be available in a moment's notice to answer that phone and help.
Hey, Rigo, so what you're saying is that a lot of things that when you have those interviews and those one-on-one interviews, those are notes that go into the account. So you know that the personal touch, okay, Mr. Johnson has these things. I got to make sure I ask these questions to make sure everything's okay.
Absolutely.
You're keeping good account of what's going on the whole time.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, my son Josh works for us and he does a lot of our systems. And we've actually gone out of our way to create programs that you can't advance the appointment or the service or anything until that portion of capturing information that's important to the customer has been answered. The system won't allow you to advance.
Wow.
And so, you know, that's a sort of automation that's really valuable to us. The idea being is it's that important, okay? So it's one thing to take all that information down at the point of contact,
mm-hmm.
but if it's not translated later down the line to the technician and 6 months from now, it's not even re-looked at again, what's the point?
Right.
You know, why capture it?
Right.
So we're really trying to make sure that information is front and center every time that account comes up. So that customer, we know who they are, we know what they want, and we know it's important.
Well, 34 years of experience, Rigo, personal touch has always been your memo that since I met you. That's one thing you've always said, it's all about you.
Absolutely.
And then when we get your business, I'm happy to have your business, but I want you to be a part. I want to make sure you're a part of it, the situation, or the whole solution.
You know, as I'm staffing the leadership that we have just below, you know, the executive team, me and my partners, it's important that they share that. It's important that they know that that's important to me. Or they're not going to be a leader. And that's meant to say, you know, we believe in them and we love them and we care deeply. But it's important that they share that personal touch mentality.
Right, Rigo.
Because I can't be everywhere. And we're getting to that point. I've got ministry things I want to do, mission trips planned, you know, the tour, half Ironmans. I want to kill my body, right? Suffer. You know, but the point is I'm doing things and I can't be everywhere. And that's a reality.
Right.
But how can we take that approach, that heart, and it's really a heart thing, and instill it in our staff. And so it is a subject we're always communicating.
And let's remind people a little about the fact that you do for pre-inspection for homes.
Yeah, very important. You know, you're putting the house on the market, get a sanity check. Have a free inspection done. Let's take a look, make sure there's nothing hiding in the shadows or, you know, things like that. Again, if you own a home and you're not even selling it, but you just want...
Mm-hmm.
In fact, prior to the show, I went and looked at a home just before I got here. And they just wanted a sanity check. They just want to make sure everything was okay. I found termites. You know, you just never know.
Right.
And even though you might be looking around, you don't know everywhere to look.
Right.
So it's always great to get a professional set of eyes on the property, see if there's anything unusual going on. And it just gives you peace of mind, you know. And we love doing that. And I've been told by people, hey, why don't you charge for those inspections? It's a free inspection. You know, we love meeting people. We want to stay close. There's that personal touch.
Yes.
And you know what? If something does show up, we're there for them.
You've mentioned before, I just want to see if you, can you give a shout out to your co-owner? I mean.
Yeah. So I actually have two partners.
Okay.
One of them is John Patton.
Okay.
Here locally, a very dear friend of mine. And I'm sure people listening, many may know him. He's a brother in the Lord and he's like a brother.
Yeah.
And then the other is, his name is Stephen Holcomb and he's in Missouri. He's kind of our business mind. This guy, you know, crunches the numbers. And he's the one with the 10-year plan. You know, I'm worried about today. Steven's worried about 10 years from now. So these two guys have been such a support to me. You know, I obviously bring the expertise.
Right.
You know, I'm the quote-unquote the bug guy, right? But John and Steven, all three of us, it's iron sharpening iron. We encourage one another. We've had highs. We've had lows. But we have the same faith. We have the same values. And we bring all our skill sets together, and we're complementing one another, and that's the idea.
Good.
Yeah.
Also, tell everybody how to get a hold of you, Rigo.
Yeah, so our local number here is obviously 520-744-6177, and then our website is rigopest.com. That's RIGOPEST.com. We got a kind of cool website. And free inspections, and we'd love to be a resource for you, even if it's just answering questions. Mm-hmm. We love that. I love it.
I like to remind people how long your company's been around.
So we just hit our 16th year.
Yes.
I've been doing this 34 years, but we're 16 years old. We've got 27 employees, and we're a full-service company. Obviously,
right.
You know, take care of everything. And, you know, in the end, we're really about community. Next time on the show, we got some new ministry things we're looking into.
Cool.
Got some mission trips planned for next year. And we're pretty excited. We love giving to the community.
We want to thank Rigo Arce for being on the show today. The Johnson Smith team is your resource for all things real estate. Give us a call at those numbers, 520-850-1725, 520-904-7711, or 520-373-6864. Thanks, Rigo, for taking the time.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, my friend. God bless you and everyone out there.
All right, take care. Hi, guys. We're back for the last segment of the show. Thanks for coming. I'm just here by myself, Rigo Arce. Is going to take care of a bunch of business. So he's going to be taking care of you. If you have any bug issues, please call Rigo's Pest Prevention. I'm thanking you for being on the show. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with just Ray Smith. My co-partners and Danielle and Sandra are off today taking care of the things. So we thought I'd talk about some things and dealing with real estate and also about Tucson. I'm in the real estate business because I love helping people, and me and my own wife enjoy taking care of things. But the thing I love about Tucson is that we're a small community. And I think Rigo brought up, you know, that we're traditional and we're family oriented. A couple of things we do a lot in real estate business is making sure that we bring you what you need to help you fulfill what the goals you want. And the goals we talk about is always about having personal wealth. And I've had some stories about the people who I've met over the years who are sitting there and they're doing well and they're renting properties. And they're renting their own place, and I always ask them, you know, what are you going to do about this? And they come to me and say, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. They're worried about things. And I think that's what you hire a real estate agent for. I'm hoping that you hire the Indy Realty team, Indy Realty real estate agents, and use the Johnson Smith team with the Danielle Johnson, Sandra Johnson, and Ray Smith, and use us to help us do the worrying for you and help you navigate through the process. And navigating through the process means that you rely on us with our expertise, to find the place you're looking for, to help you get to what we call get you to a loan officer who knows what they're doing and knows the processes and the capability that's out there, or rather the programs that are out there that can help you get into the home you want to get into. And from that point, we go and find you a place, and we try to make it stress-free. Of course, buying a home is one of your biggest purchases in the world. It's not going to be 100% stress-free, but we do the best we can to do those things. And the reason why I bring all that up is because I think that if you come into Tucson and you're just coming in, or you've been here a while, there's a lot of things that Tucson has to offer that I think us guys and gals who've been here a long time forget about. I've been here since 1996. My youngest was 6 months when she was here. My oldest was 5 years old, so they're Tucsonians. I'm very proud that both of those are U of A grads. And Danielle, and also Sandra has Danielle and Dirk, and they both have been here since 97. And Danielle is a U of A grad. So we have a lot of roots in University of Arizona, a lot of roots in Tucson, and we really care a lot about this. And my girls are Sandra, and then there's also Danielle, and there's also Ileana's land on my two little babies. And so while I'm going through all that stuff to tell you about the things that's going on in Tucson, one thing is about old Tucson is back up. And if you haven't been there in a while, they have the Yuletide thing going on right now. So if you have to take the time during the holiday season, they had the nightfall for Halloween, and now they're having the Yuletide. So we're going out there and check it out. It's a good thing to bring your family out there for the weekend. There's a family fun event to go out there and check out Old Tucson. It's a great Tucson history event, so going out there and check that out. Another thing is coming around we didn't know about, the Arizona Bowl. If you don't know, the Arizona Bowl is coming up the 3rd of December. And two teams from the MAC and from the Mountain West come and play a football game in a stadium. And with that, they're trying to make it a festival. So it's a festival for Tucson. Not only do we have the Arizona Bowl, we have the Taco Drop, which is the 31st of December. So it's going to be a big event because we have the teams coming down around the 26th or 27th, and then their fans come down and they get to see what Tucson is like. Because most of these teams are coming from cold weathers, and they come down here and enjoy the peacefulness of the wonderful weather we have here in Tucson. And we want to make sure that when they come in, they get to see the best side of Tucson, not only the weather, but also the people. And so we always have that taco drop and the Arizona Bowl. The Arizona Bowl is remember, all 100% of the net proceeds goes to nonprofits here in Tucson. The thing that just happened last weekend, which was the Tour de Tucson, 100-mile, I was talking to Rigo, he rode that 100-mile, 60-mile, 90-mile, 60-mile, 30-mile event you can go on to. It gives you a ride around Tucson, gives you the view of the whole city of Tucson. It's becoming a more and more popular event. I didn't get the number of people who showed up, but Rigo showed me a picture, and it was a lot. I wish someone could let me know, maybe next week I'll tell you how many people that actually attended and rode the Tour de Tucson. I do know that it's getting more and more people every year compared to what it was a couple of years, and a lot of people are there doing events and do a lot of things for nonprofits to help our community. So that's a really cool thing to have out there. The thing I've noticed since being here since 96 is the revival of downtown Tucson. And if you haven't had a chance to go down Tucson, I say give yourself a Saturday, probably the first or second Saturday of the month, and head on down there. I know I have many friends in North Valley. I have many friends in Saddlebrook. That's a long ride to come on downtown, Tucson. But hey, you know, come on downtown Tucson, take a look, and just see what it has to offer. It is not what it used to be a couple years ago. They have great shops. They have some great dining facilities out there. I mean, there's some great places to come down there and eat and enjoy yourself. Oh, and then the hotels that are now down there are just amazing. The AC Hotel, the Leo Kent, and I think the other one is a DoubleTree over there by TCC. But so they have so many places to come down and visit, and they have all the new condos and new townhomes, and just the new structure and the architecture that's down in Tucson right now is great. Not to forget about the historical remodeling of the church that's down there. So there is so much to do in Tucson and so much to do downtown that take the time and just come out there and see what it has to offer. I'd like to go down there and talk about a couple of things that I do when I'm down there. And I've got a couple lists of places that I go to. So I'm going to give them a little credit. We go to the Empire, the Hub, the Playground, the Monica, El Charro. If you haven't been to 47 Scott's, really nice place to go visit. And there's a nice place called Batch. And then I have the Leo Kent Hotel. I bring up these things to remind people that when you're dealing in real estate and you're dealing with things, these are things that I mention to people when they come in town and look about Tucson. But hey, why you think this is a great place to live? This is why. We have so many things to offer. And we're a great community. So trying to bring people into our community and realizing that this is a great place to raise children and sit there. And we have one of the best universities in the country. And we have some great opportunities out here, I think, in the desert for people to come and see. And if you've listened to the show, I've got to remind you that if you're listening to the show and it comes to 11 to 12, don't forget that 12:30 they're going to be at a U of A ASU game. Should be on ESPN. So let's watch that show. We want to make sure the ESPN sees the kind of people they have in Tucson that cares about their football team. So don't forget that the U of A ASU game is on at 12:30 on ESPN. So make sure you watch the show after you listen to the radio show. Don't go away. Go and watch now. Make sure after you watch that. What else I got here? Oh, the Gem Show's coming in February. Don't forget about that. And so that's going to be here for, you know, in February. So that's a good event. I mean, it's a good chance to go and see the different kind of people that come into town to come and see the Gem Show. It's amazing. So you get to know a whole new group of people that just in there and enjoy it. And that includes the vendors from all around the world bringing their special treats down here for sale, to be selling and to be auctioning off. I don't think auction them off, but sit here and then sell them. So it's really a cool event if you want to sit there and taking the, I think it's like 3 or 4 days. It seems like it's like a year that it's here because the tents are up for a long time and the people are here for a while. But it's a great thing to come out and get through the event. One other thing I bring up is that the You got a chance to go up to the mountains and go skiing. That's one thing I've loved about our city. You can be hot down here at 70 degrees and be up at Summer Haven and when it's 10 or 15, and you can go snow. You can go skiing. I said snowing. It's snowing up there, so you can go skiing. So you can go and enjoy the skiing stuff and things like that there. Beautiful place to go and enjoy yourselves. If you go up there, and there's a great restaurant up there, and it's nice and cool. But then after that, when you're tired of being cold, you can come all the way back down and head on home, and you're not too far. No, we're not great like Colorado. We have all the different types of mountains and ski slopes and stuff. But at least if you just want to have a quick ride to go up there and go skiing, if you're a ski lover, you know, and we have that area. So I hope when you're listening to it and you're wondering, what else can I do in Tucson? And you're riding around, then take a ride up to Bear Canyon or Mount Lemmon and see what you got up there and see what's up there. There's someone who's always going to tell you how to get up there and go up to Winter Haven, Mount Haven. It's your Summer Haven. Ooh, Winter Haven. Hey, Winter Haven, lights, the light show. Don't forget to go see that stuff around Christmas. And another event that's on a small part of town, on the east side, pretty much on the central east side, is Winter Haven. Going out and look at the spectacle of lights and out there. There's a great part to go and see the beautiful way they decorate their homes and neighborhood, and going out there, the proceeds that they get. Sometimes they're doing canned goods, coming in there and helping the community. The one thing about Tucson is it's always trying their best to help the community be better and always helping the less fortunate as much as they can in doing that. And one of the things that I was talking about, the fact is that we're talking real estate, and going back to real estate, one of all the things I talked to you about is all about going back to real estate. So what's going on in our real estate world? In the real estate world, the rates are changing. They were high. They're coming down a little bit, and then they may be going back up. But they're not going to be never. It's going to take another catastrophe for them to go down to the rates that we had 2 or 3 years ago. Now we don't want no catastrophe for the rates to go down. So if the rates aren't going to go down, but the problem is that if the rates are going to be leveling up, the price of the homes are still going up. So we're recommending, you know, there's never a bad time to go looking for a home and moving into a new home if you're renting right now, or if you're looking to upgrade your home. This is a good time to do that right now. So we're hoping that you take that time to think those things out. And if you are thinking about those things, we're the people you want to get a hold of. We're Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Danielle Johnson. We're the Johnson Smith team. We're your resources for all things real estate. You can give us a call at 520-850-1725. That is Sandra. You can call 520-904-7711. That's myself. Or you can call 520-737-6864. And that's Danielle. And we're part of the Indy Realty team. Indy's been in the business in the community for just over 2 years. But we're a strong community. We're getting larger and larger as we move forward with our real estate agents. And if you're thinking about being a part of, we're at 7255 East Tango Verde. Come by and look at our new facilities and you might enjoy yourself. With that being said, thanks for listening to the show. And we'd like to thank our amazing sponsors, Pioneer Title, Indy Realty, Inspired Life Mortgage, Regal Pest Prevention, and Power Solar. When you use one of these sponsors, let them know that the Johnson Smith team sent you. Thank you guys for listening to the show. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And let's all be merry and joyful and get ready for the holiday seasons. See you next week.